Well, it's Thanksgiving week, and our hearts and our minds, you know, we focus on being thankful. And so we thought we would open it up to you. I should say we. I thought we would open it up to you and give you an opportunity to be thankful, to share something, what God has done in your life, or just whatever. You know, maybe he's gotten you through a hard time recently, or whatever it might be. What are you thankful for? Give a short testimony. And if you do that, you get to pick a song. And that's he's talking about the game. Well, it's called Stump the Choir. So you pick some obscure song that they've never heard of. No, actually, you need to pick a song they know. But it can be out of the hymnal, or if it's a song you know they've done before, you know, they'll do it. But we'll do one verse of your song, the song that you know means something to you. But I see Lee wants to give a testimony right now. So.
God didn't listen through with me yet. And then just the last couple of Sundays, I've been able to make a joyful noise.
Amen. Hey, you're not whispering anymore.
I can't think of a song right now except what I used to sing with the twos and threes. Jesus loves you.
We can do that.
We can do that. And the rest of you, while we're singing, you be thinking about what you might say and about what song you might like to hear. And so we could go the whole hour. And then you won't have to hear me preach. That might be motivation.
First verse and the core and the first chorus.
What? 147?
147.
How great thou art.
Yes. We got the microphone going now. It's on.
Maybe like this, closer. Can you hear me okay?
Oh, yeah.
I'll be a little louder. There you go. About 10 months ago, I had an emergency heart surgery. I had a triple bypass done. So yesterday was the first time I was able to do a push-up. So that's my huge testimony, because I used to do boot camp training and lift truck tires and, you know, stuff like that. And for the past 9-10 months, I haven't been able to do anything like that. So thank God I'm playing soccer again. I have 2 games tonight, plus our soccer training after this. So I'm just like, wow, able to do all this stuff again. So that's a huge testimony for me. And our God is greater.
Our God is greater. Is it into him?
Is that the time limit, or is that?
See, now we're stumping.
Oh my God!
You still have to do it.
How great is our God?
How great is our God?
How great is our
It sounds like a line out of a song.
Hang on, we don't know the hymnal we're looking at.
Yeah, choose it. There you go.
Yeah, choose it.
Our God is awesome.
Okay, we're stumped. We have no music. Either pick another one or.
Sure.
So what was what page?
179.
179. Our God is an awesome God.
No.
So Stella, let me give you the microphone.
I just want to thank you, because God has shown me so much love through all of you, through my family, and I've been blessed so much. And I will thank you. And blessed be the Lord, the last part.
Blessed be the name of the Lord?
Yes.
Cancer. And 6 years ago, I was diagnosed with stage 4 lung cancer, and it went to my liver and my brain. And 6 years, I have just thanked the Lord for sustaining me. And I thank you all for your prayers. And it's out of my brain. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. And it's trying to get out of my liver and my lungs, but I don't care. I'm going to be victorious. And I just want to thank you all for your prayers, because I have prayers all over the country and my sister in Holland and all over the world. And I know that really is powerful. So keep praying, and thank you so much. And I love you all.
Got a song?
Page 198.
Make up our mind.
Whichever one she
wants.
Hallelujah, still did.
Then we'll do Dick, and then Angelina.
Okay. Mainly, I just want to tell you. Oh yeah, thank you. Mainly, I just want to tell you how I thank God on everything, because I'm thankful for you bringing me to this church, because I love this church. The reason why I wanted to talk to you. God did something the other day, and he witnessed a miracle. I'm a caregiver, and I take care of this guy, and he's like 300 pounds. I went to his house the other day. His wife called me. She was on tears crying. And she goes, Andrew, can you pray for my husband? Because he's on morphine because he hurt his back. And she goes, can you pray for him? Because I'm scared he's going to die and have to go to the hospital. So I said, yeah, I'll talk to him. So I started talking to him. He was kind of like ready to like pass out and everything, and I knew he overdosed kind of thing. So what happened was I said, I need to pray with you. So I held his hand. I started praying with him for God to... Well, first I asked him. I go, because he was able to talk, I said, what's going on with you? He says, well, I love God, but I don't understand why he's healing everyone else and not me. And I go, well, maybe because you're kind of doubting God and you're not putting him first. Until you know he's going to save you, then he will. So then I started crying, and then I started holding his hand, and I said, Lord, I ask you to just give this guy life and help him and bring him closer to you. So when this is all happened, I'm praying for this man, and he, after we're all done, I'm crying, he's crying, he perks up, and he starts walking around. He gets on the treadmill like he wanted like a new life. And I go, what's wrong? He goes, I know, I felt something over me. So then his daughter was there, and I was ready to leave because he looked good. And I go, can you keep an eye on your dad? Because he's not looking that good. Well, that night they called me. He went to the hospital. And that night he didn't look good. So the other day I took his mom to the hospital. He's back home now. He is like a new person. His wife called and says, Andrea, thank you for praying for my husband, because now he's... I went to work the other day. He's walking around. He's exercising. Now he's a new person now. And he said he will never take pills again in his life. And that's kind of where I'm at. So he knows God is good. So I just want to tell you, God is awesome, and God has saved this man. So...
What song do you want?
The song that I want to cry. It's 329, and it's There is Power in the Blood.
There is power.
There is power.
You'll be free from your burden.
About 11 years ago, we moved up to Phelan. I don't know why. Dirty, dusty. But we had a son and daughter-in-law and grandchildren here, and then they moved away. But anyway, Lorna and I were a part of the Church of the Nazarene for... Well, she was more than I was. But for about 40 years together, we were going to the Nazarene Church before we moved up here. And we did visit that Nazarene Church. But then we visited this place. And it was just so different. The greeting, the friendliness. And I knew this was the place that God wanted us to be. And but I also knew that I wanted to serve the church in some way. And the way that finally settled with me was being a greeter, handing out bulletins and welcoming people. And I just want you to know that God has blessed our family in such a special way, and we love him very much. Oh, and the song is 763. It's very short, and it's "The King Is Coming."
I'm just happy for my family to be here all at this church, and I knew this was a place to be. And God brought us to this church, and I can only song I can only imagine.
Find it.
I got it. Just when you figure out where you're getting things together, you forgot where you put them.
Be able to speak at all. I can only imagine
Someone else? All right.
I love my family and my friends, and so I'm thankful for my church, and I'm so glad that I'm here today with my grandma and my sister. You are my sunshine.
It's going to be awful difficult singing through this cloud I got right up here. Did the sprinklers go off? Suffer the little children to come unto me. Boy, I tell you, it's out of the mouth of the babe.
Sunshine, you make me happy when skies are gray.
Anybody care to follow that up? But seriously, anybody else? Okay, surely.
I'm just so thankful to God for his faithfulness to my family in the past year and a half. We've had our trials and ordeals, but he came us through, especially with my daughter Cindy. She's doing well. And I want to thank my church family for their continuing prayers.
Living for Jesus.
Oh. 605. Living for Jesus.
Get it, girl. You know, if we keep this up just a little bit more, a few more testimonies, and preacher's going to really have to shorten his sermon.
There's always next week.
I just want to say I'm thankful for my family. I'm thankful for this church family and our youth group. And I'm also thankful for the work God's doing in my life, and I can see what he's doing. And the song is Count Your Blessings.
Blessings, name them one.
Okay, I promise not to cry. I
promise.
But I might have to break my promise. God has been so good to me my whole life. And I want to say, you know, there was a time in my life that I wasn't walking with the Lord, and I was a sinner. But He forgave me of my sins, and I am so, so blessed. He blessed me with His church and a wonderful husband and a wonderful family and so many things I could talk for hours and hours, and I won't do that. But He blessed me with a son who's a missionary teacher over in China, and they've been having some health issues, and they're going to be coming home early just for a year on a home assignment so that they can heal. So they'll be coming in March, and we are so blessed. They'll stay with us for a month, but they'll be here for a year, and they will be back again to visit with us and visit with the church. And they're in China trying to share the word of God with the people there. And many of the people that they meet in their town are Muslim people. And God is moving there. God is bringing them students to study the Word of God and to learn more about their faith. So I think this song would be appropriate if I can find it. We've a story to tell the nation. 446. We have this many blessings in this group, and not everybody has spoken. We need to tell what God has done in our lives throughout the world, throughout our community. And if there are people, friends that don't know the Lord, we need to tell them. So I just thought that would be appropriate.
You good with that one, Kathy? All right. 446. Microphone, go ahead.
Well, I'll try not to cry like everybody else here, because with all these testimonies, our tears are rolling down, especially with the little girl right here. She's the Holy Spirit in presence. I just want to say that I'm thankful for my wife, number one. If it wasn't for her, I wouldn't be here. She brought me to the Lord.
Yeah.
And I'm thankful for being here in this church. Believe me, this feels like my family. You're all my family. Pastor Mike is one of the greatest human beings I ever met. I'm sorry, that's the truth.
You haven't met many then.
I have, believe me. And the other reason I am here, because I started with my friend Tom at his house, Bible study. That's how I came in here, studying the world with him at his house. He was always pleasant to be with. He used to cook for us. We missed that. But I am thankful for everything. For being able to speak, being able to walk, being able to see, being able to breathe, being able to study the word here in this place. I am thankful for all of you for being my sisters, my brothers, and I am your brother too. Thank you, Lord. Amen.
You got a song?
I forgot. Amazing grace. Yeah.
343.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. I'd like to say this, that it is just wonderful to be back. This is like walking into family. This is like walking into Grandma and Grandpa's house when I was about 12 years old. It is such a joy to see you all. What I'm thankful... Excuse me. It's great to see most of you. What am I thankful for? I'm thankful that God knew me before I knew Him. I am thankful that I am saved by grace through faith, not by works, so that I won't boast. He walks with me in everything that I do. And I thank Him for that. And the hymn that I'm going to ask for, do you guys have "He Walks With Me and He Talks With Me"?
Mm-hmm.
In the garden.
It's in the garden.
Okay. Yeah, that place.
Good morning. 2 years ago, I found out that my wife had cancer. And come January, it turned to stage 4. Almost died. But with God giving Dr. Ioffe, her team, and all the equipment, they kept me and my wife. We were born Catholics. In fact, I was a Catholic student from 12th grade. And we came here, and I met Mr. Dan. He talked to us about his church. And I came here, Pastor Mike. He gave me a jump start back in believing in God again.
Amen.
Just one last thing to say. 2 weeks ago, Brenda, the daughter-in-law, 3 grandkids, went to Texas to go see my son. They're doing about 70, 80 miles an hour. You know what girls do. And ball joint busted. Several 360s around the highway on 2 wheels in the ditch. And not one person got hurt. God had His hands on him.
Got a song?
258, Go Tell on the Mountain.
258.
Like that.
Yep.
Many of you guys know that Eliana, the baby I'm holding, she's a rainbow baby. And what that means is that my husband and I, we had a loss before we had her. And I'm so grateful to have her, not just because of that loss, but my family stopped going to church in 2007. And we went to church sometimes here and there, but after having gone to church my whole life, we just stopped going. And through Rose of Sharon, we found Pastor Mike. And for the first time, we have a church that we all go to. After 10 years of being away from the church, we're finally back together as a family here. And God used Ellie and Rose of Sharon to make that happen. And I'm just so grateful for her and grateful for this church and grateful for that program because it's doing a lot for people out there. And I wanted to do 6:30, What a Friend We Have in Jesus.
I just want to say thank you to the Lord, so He gave it to me, a thankful God. And I thank for everything, doesn't matter. The happiness, the trials, the loss in my family, but I say, Lord, you give it to me, and you know why. So thank you, Jesus, to give it to me, a thankful God. And my son is, it is well with my soul.
705.
It is well.
talk, but I was waiting to see if somebody would pick my song, and they didn't. Okay, I'm going to do this. But I'm really thankful that I really am alive, because I wouldn't be here today if I hadn't had my surgery. But in a way, more importantly, I'm thankful for the impact, even in difficult times, I can have on my grandchildren. I take it as a huge responsibility, and I have a lot of opportunity, more than most people. And I'm thankful that God gives us that time with them, that we can use our experience for better.
God sent His Son, they call Him Jesus. He came to love, heal and forgive. He lived and died to buy my pardon. An empty grave is there to prove my Savior lives. Because He lives,
we got lots of people. You making sure I'm not speaking today, right?
You ready for the offertory?
Well, the invitation first.
There's so many things to be thankful for. But I'm just so thankful for this church. I know we've been here 5 years, and it really hasn't sunk in, the gift that God has given us here. But y'all took us in and have been so good to us and loved on us. And I'm just very thankful for that. I'm thankful for my family. A lot of my family gets to come on Sundays. And thankful that Ethan has come to live with us, and we're able to help him accomplish a few things on his life's journey. And the Lord never promised we weren't going to have problems. We all have problems that we go through, but He's there. He's there with us. And I'm just thankful for that.
Not 209.
For my wonderful family of 22, still growing. And I also would like to thank God for my husband, whom I lost at, after 54 years of marriage. Would have been 65 if he was still here with us. And God kept pushing him in front of me. He was stalking me. Everywhere I went, there he was. I even had a boyfriend, and he still showed up. And I don't know how it happened, but we were married and had such a marvelous, fabulous life. What a man. When he was made, they broke the mold. I'm sorry to tell you ladies that. But anyway, I'd like to also thank Jean, my fabulous neighbor, for bringing me here to this church, which I haven't been to church in several years. And I just want to tell you all how much I appreciate it, how kind you are, how friendly. It's just a gift from God. And three times my song has been taken. So you're on your own.
You know, I stalked my wife, too. She's back there nodding her head right now. Stand outside where she worked, and I'd stand there like this, and all the guys in there wouldn't even talk to her. You know, they were afraid of me. So your husband's probably a good guy. Yeah, what can I say?
She asked us to pick the song. They tell me of a home far beyond the sky. They tell me of a home far away. They tell me of a home where no storm clouds lie. Oh, they tell me of a holiday for the land of cloudless days, for the land of unclouded sky. They tell me of a home where no storm clouds lie.
Our kids and granddaughter. Just I couldn't pass up the chance to Lord. I've been a Christian for a long time. And it gets sweeter all the time. You walk away or you have a tough time and you struggle, and because life is full of struggles. But he's always there. And it's hard to grow when you get challenged with something that you say, I can't do that. God, I can't. You can't be calling me for that. He supplies all our needs. I can't pass up Thanksgiving without our singing 797 and at least the second verse.
797 verse 2. Stop. Thank you, guys. Yes.
I got one.
You got one?
Yeah.
You got a testimony?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
What is this, a comedy show? We need to team up here. You know, everybody's talked about family, and of course, I'm happy for mine and my wonderful, lovely wife of 49 years who's in the nursery right now. She's such a giving person as far as kids and helping others. And it's just, I bless God every day that he brought her to me. And the rest of my family, I can only say bless them, and I praise the Lord for them too. And now on a little bit lighter note, I am so blessed. We are so blessed to have this young lady over here on this piano. Who can sit and look at that music. Now, I can read the music, but it'd take me a month just to learn one verse. But she's been sitting here just looking at brand new music she's never done before, and there you have it. So you might have stumped us, but you didn't stump her. And my song is... It's another kicker, so get ready. Some glad morning.
morning when the light's on. I'll fly away to a home on God's celestial shore.
But what I've learned through not being able to talk, that when I read, when I, you do that and I go blank. What I've learned from not being able to speak when we're having our songs, I'm learning the words.
Amen.
And those words have touched my life. And now when I see the songs, I'm reading each word that God has laid on somebody's heart for us to enjoy today. And I want to tell you, you better preach every word you got on your heart, okay? And this is preaching to my preacher.
Okay. Yeah, I'll do that next week. Thank you, guys. Okay. Let's just have every head bowed, every eye closed. This, you know, we are thankful. And there might be someone here today that maybe you don't, maybe you think you're thankful for things, but can you say that you are thankful that Jesus came and died for your sin? Because in the end, that's all that really matters. There's this life, and it has some good and it has some bad, has some ups and downs. But in the end, you're going to come face to face with your Creator, and all that's going to matter is what you did with Jesus. Is there anybody here today that would say, Brother Mike, I have never asked Jesus to save me. I've never trusted in Him for my eternity. Anybody like that? I just want you to slip your hand up. No one's looking. I just want to pray for you. I want you to have an opportunity to have the ultimate Thanksgiving. As far as I know, everyone here has done that. And I pray that it's true. For the rest of us, are you thankful? You know, it's so easy to take so much for granted. But we've heard a lot of testimonies here tonight. People going through, there's people here that in the last year they've lost loved ones. They've had operations. They've had serious situations in their life come about. And they gave testimony to how God ministered to them and gave them strength and sustained them. We take so much for granted. We need to have a thankful heart. We need to be thankful. We need to understand that we are guaranteed nothing and we are promised nothing. And the blessings that we do have, many of those blessings were mentioned today. Family, health, friends, just situations that work themselves out. And, you know, as Christians, we know they don't just work themselves out, that there's a there's a God that loves us that gets involved in our lives. We have much to be thankful for. And this is the invitation. This is, you know, as Kathy plays, you just be thankful. You start thinking of things maybe you don't normally think of. Maybe just the very fact that you were able to come here today. Some people are sitting here that are thankful for that because they couldn't come recently or in the last year for various reasons. And then there's those of us that come every week and we don't think twice about that, that we can just show up and we can just come and praise God and be with brothers and sisters and in the Lord and all those things. Some people here have a hard time breathing, and there's others of us that we breathe every day and we never think another thought about that. But we have all of us have great reason to be thankful. Many reasons to be thankful. And let's just go to the Lord. Heavenly Father, Lord God, we are thankful for the very breath we breathe, for the life we have, for the way you move in our lives. Father God, you are the mighty God. There is no God but you. You allow things in our lives in order to teach us, to draw us to you, to strengthen us in some way, to utilize us in your plan somehow. We thank you for all those things. Lord God, help us to be mindful of your presence, of your many blessings each and every day. May we all go through the year, not just this week, but the whole year, with a thankful heart. I ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Now you take this time and you just, you know, as Kathy plays, take this time and just be thankful. Just thank God in your own way for what he has done. There are some here that got saved recently. There's some that have been saved many, many years, and everyone in between. What are you thankful for today? Father, Lord God, we come before you just a grateful group of people, Lord, acknowledging your presence in our lives in so many areas. Thank you for loving us. Thank you for caring for us. Thank you for using us. Thank you, Lord, for sustaining us, for empowering us. Lord God, thank you for Jesus. And it's in his name we pray. Amen.